This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Colon cancer is common and it can be serious. The risk of developing colon cancer is influenced by both environmental and genetic factors, and it varies greatly around the world. The highest rates are in Australia and New Zealand, the lowest rates in Africa. Also, when somebody moves from a low-risk nation to a higher-risk nation, they tend to acquire the risk of their new country. So all of this suggests that perhaps dietary and environmental exposures are important contributors to colon cancer. Also, like with so many other diseases, lower socioeconomic status also puts people at higher risk. Age is also a major risk factor. Colon cancer is uncommon before the age of 40, but the rate seems to be increasing between the ages of 40 and 50, and it increases much faster the more we age. So, we use screening tests. A colon cancer screening test is done to detect the cancer in people who do not yet have any symptoms. The goal of early detection is to reduce the risk of disease by finding the cancer early when treatment's easier and can be more effective. One of the most scholarly, non-biased groups in the world that's focused on disease prevention is the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. They recently issued a draft recommendation to lower the starting age of colorectal cancer screening from 50 to 45. Now, when they make a recommendation like this, they give it a letter grade from A to I based on the strength of the scientific evidence. For this group, the Preventive Services Task Force gave the evidence a B grade, meaning that there's moderate certainty of benefit. Also, this B grade requires all health insurers to cover these screenings with no copayment under the Affordability Care Act. With screening, it's important to examine both the potential benefits and harms of any guidelines. Harms include false positives and false negatives, and any dangers associated with the workup that may cause more harm than the benefit. Now, according to predictions, the benefit from screening people who have no symptoms and are between the ages of 45 and 50 would be that we would avoid 2 deaths for every 1,000 people that we screened. By comparison, when we screen older people, we prevent about 27 deaths compared to no screening, so a much bigger benefit. Also, when we begin to screen millions of people aged 45 to 50, there are some complications. For example, I already have a really hard time finding an expert to do the colonoscopies for my patients, and they often need to wait 4, 5, or 6 months for an appointment. If we start screening lower risk people who may be more health conscious, we may inadvertently divert resources away from those who are older and at much greater risk. If we start screening younger people for colon cancer, perhaps then it's time to train physician's assistants and nurse practitioners to do some of these routine procedures under the guidance of an expert. Not only do I predict that they'll do really well, but the cost of the procedure will be a fraction of the current $3,300. So when we do make these recommendations, it's important that we think of both the intended as well as the unintended consequences. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.